It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves and Dave Keller.
Good morning, sports fans. It's time for high school football here on WCDO. This is Harry Graves along with Matt Kaplan. And today we are at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium to bring you the contest between the Green Trojans and the Waverly Wolverines. This is Class C championship football here in Section 4. And another beautiful sports facility and a perfect day for football. A little bit crisp on the outside this morning, as most of you probably had to scrape frost off the windshield. But once you see that sun come up, things are looking pretty darn good. We're on the turf field here at Alumni Stadium, and that is going to be a new experience for the Waverly Wolverines. Not so for the Green Trojans. Green, of course, has the George Raymond turf field in Green, New York. The kickoff show today on WCDO is being brought to you by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, for the very best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, minivans, all backed up by expert service. See the professional sales staff or give them a call at Sydney 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans of both of these teams the very best success in this afternoon's game and throughout the season. We love saying good morning because we are getting on the air in morning. It's supposed to be a straight-up noon kickoff, and it's probably going to be an interesting game today. So, Mr. Matt, we saw both of these teams last week. It is going to be rough and tumble football.
Oh, these are very impressive teams, Harry. They're both very, very good offensively and defensively, and it's going to be a struggle on both sides of the ball.
I look forward to seeing fast and furious football today. I just think it's going to be that kind of game. In fact, I'll sort of be disappointed if it isn't that kind of game. Do you expect to see an air game, or are they going to keep it on the ground?
They're definitely going to keep it on the ground today, Harry. Ground and pound has been both of these teams' fortes, especially last week. They have racking up millions and millions of yards on the ground, doing a great job, passing it very rarely. So I wouldn't be surprised if they ran the ball a whole lot today.
Well, the officials are on the field. We will see the teams coming back shortly. Both of them have been out here to do their pre-game warm-ups, and we should be ready to go coming up in just a few minutes. There's football for you today right here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Special sponsors of the Green Trojan football team include the Green Branch of NBT Bank, the Silo Restaurant, Tidings Real Estate, the Root Funeral Home, Strankard Machine Shop, Gray & Sons Insurance Agency, the Green Office of Sydney Federal Credit Union, G&L Auto, and G&L Auto Supply, Thomas Real Estate Incorporated, Neville Law Office, the Trojan House Deli and Catering, the Raymond Corporation, Wrench's Village Auto, Nathaniel Green's Pub, Hilltop Building and Construction, and Partners Insurance and Financial Services. Go Trojans!
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, top topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
Hungry? Okay, stop by Doughboy's Pizza on Main Street in Sydney. Randy and the gang have got something for everyone in the family. Hot and cold subs, including chicken and meatball parm subs, and the new steak sub. Boneless wings, chicken wing rolls, and tasty salads, too. Choose from 10 specialty pies, like chicken cordon bleu pizza, barbecue beef, and chicken wing pizza, and Randy's popular stuffed pizza. Every day, get two slices and a soda for just $4.50. There's free delivery within 3 miles. So if you're hungry, call Doughboy's Pizzeria, Main Street in Sydney, 563-2269. That's 563-2269.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, Mr. Matt, Harry Graves, and Matt Kaplan back here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. This is the this place is a beehive of activity. There are three games going on here today. There will be this game. There will be a 3 o'clock game. And I believe there will be a 6 o'clock game coming up this evening. So anybody who wants to see football can just stop on by and just soak it up.
Yeah, Harry, today, and also the weather has been really kind to us here in Binghamton. Clear skies, maybe low 30s, not bad. There's no wind. It's a perfect day for football to come out. Just bundle yourself up a little bit.
Well, it won't be too bad. The noon game today will be Waverly Green, as most of you are tuning in for that. The 3 o'clock contest will also be of interest to local fans. That will be Walton against Tioga, two unbeaten teams, an 8-0 Walton and against a 7-0 Tioga. That's at 3 o'clock. And then coming up this evening, Union Endicott against Maine Endwell in the A championship game, that coming up at 6 o'clock this evening. Two games were held last evening. Corning fell victim to the Binghamton Patriots. The final there was 34-14. And Shenango Valley over Norwich by a score of 20-14 in the B clash. We'll go through some of the playoffs that are coming up later as we get into regional play, but we'll do that a little bit later on. Right here, we're going to be having no big surprises. Both of these teams starting out with the same people that we have seen in previous contests. Joe Beckwith is going to be doing most of the quarterbacking for the Green Trojans. He's a sophomore, 5'10", 155 pounds, and has been a quite impressive quarterback. In the backfield, we're going to have a number of players cycling in. Keegan Cerwinski, number 10, is the big senior 200-pound, 6-foot-tall running back, along with Dan Dickman. He's a junior, 5'11", 165 pounds. He wears number 25. We're going to be seeing a whole lot of Jeremy Floor in there. He is a junior, 6'2", 181. And we'll also see from time to time Jeff Carlin. We hadn't seen Carlin too much last game. Hopefully he'll be back up and in the lineup again, at least making several appearances. He's a senior, 5'10", 155 pounds. The Trojans definitely an improved team when he's in the lineup. The center starting in the game today will be Chris Kehoe, number 65. He's a junior, 6 feet tall, 260 pounds. He has a couple of big boys flanking him in the guard positions. Trevor Floor, number 62, is a junior, 6'2", 185 pounds. The other guard will be Garrett Huddleston, number 64, a junior, 5'11", and 270 pounds. And then you get out to the tackles, you have big Isaiah Webb, senior, 6'3", 301 pounds. And then you have Dan Haskell, number 67. He's a junior, 5'7", 253. So from tackle to tackle, you have 301, 185, which is the small guy, 260, 270, and 253. Ain't bad at all.
You know what, Harry, what it's not about? Always about the size of your legs, it's about the size of your heart.
Yeah, we'll always take that. Looking at the men who are going to be doing a fair amount of the receiving, Cole Browning, number 8, will be at tight end. He is a junior, 5'11", 170 pounds. Also going to see a fair amount of play from Brett Ramsey, number 15. He is a junior, 5'10", 160 pounds. And he is the man who will be doing a fair amount of the ball receiving. And, of course, we said that we're going to see a whole lot of Jeremy Floor in there. We mentioned that before. We'll be back with a look at the Waverly Wolverines coming up in just a moment. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You know, macadamia nut. No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at menginsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with NYCM Insurance Company, home office, Edmiston, New York.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney, or give us a call at 563-3737.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves along with Matt Kaplan back here at Alumni Stadium in Binghamton, New York. Well, we had gone through the Green Trojans looking at the starters offensively for the Waverly Wolverines. It's Zach Cooney again at quarterback. He's number 4, a junior, 174 pounds. In the backfield, we're going to see about 5 different people. Dylan Gutierrez, number 24, is a junior. He is 6 feet tall, 175 pounds. Dylan Wright, number 3, another junior. He's a small guy, 5'6", 140. But also, Trevor Nachi, number 2, is a senior, 5'10", 140. Also in the backfield, another 140-pounder, number 5, Austin Bostwick. He's a junior. And the man that we were most impressed with last week, Jeff Mastrantuno, he is a senior, 5'10", 155 pounds. Jeff Klossner will be the center in the game today. He is a freshman, a junior and a senior of the two guards, Darren Tryon and John Pusalo. The tackles will be number 77, Derek Bowman, and Christian Wilkins, number 78. And the two receivers, it's going to be Ryan Hewitt. He is a pretty good target, 6'3", 185-pound senior, wearing number 33. Number 88 is Chris Raupers. He is a junior, 6'4", and 207 pounds. And as I said, a couple of big guys that you can toss those passes to. So we'll see how well Zach Cooney is going to be doing in the passing department today. Also, have a number of plays that are going to be run in and out by Mitch Hall. He is another guard, number 73. You're listening to your station for sports, and we're going to have cook-off for you in just a moment here on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Special sponsors of the Green Trojan football team include the Green Branch of NBT Bank, the Silo Restaurant, Tidings Real Estate, the Root Funeral Home, Strankard Machine Shop, Gray & Sons Insurance Agency, the Green Office of Sydney Federal Credit Union, G&L Auto, and G&L Auto Supply, Thomas Real Estate Incorporated, Neville Law Office, the Trojan House Deli and Catering, the Raymond Corporation, Wrench's Village Auto, Nathaniel Green's Pub, Hilltop Building and Construction, and Partners Insurance and Financial Services. Go Trojans!
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hello again, everybody. Harry Graves along with Matt Kaplan back here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. And now we have had both teams introduced here, and everybody is on the field and limbering up. And we're going to be ready to go momentarily.
Man, Harry, I'm so excited for this game. It's really going to be a great contest between these two teams. Not only can they get it done on the ground game, but man, they just fly around on defense, on special teams. Both teams know what to do to win.
Whoever the winner happens to be here today, they're going to be coming back to this very same stadium next week. For those of you who don't know the system that they use for the playoffs, I will try to make it simple. It won't be. The state is divided into sections, and we have basically the southern tier, which is Section 4. We have the Syracuse area, which is and Utica, which is Section 3. There are a couple of more sections out in the western part of the state, and there are a whole bunch of them downstate and off toward the Hudson Valley. So when we get into the playoffs coming up in the future, it's going to be today is the championship in Section 4. Next week will be the regional between the Syracuse area teams, Section 3, and the Binghamton area teams, Section 4. And then the following week, we bring in the winner of that game against the Western New York. And then 2 weeks from now, they get the whole state together at the Carrier Dome. The regional playoffs this particular year are going to be right back here in Binghamton. So everybody could be here for next week's games, but let's worry about today's game.
Yeah, that's true. And I like how you failed to mention that I'm from Section 5, Harry. You don't want to mention that.
I didn't know because I'm assuming it's Section 5 and Section 6. Probably
yeah.
One of them is Buffalo area and probably one of them is Rochester.
Yeah, 6 is Buffalo and then 5 is Rochester. But 5 is better, so it should be.
Oh, okay. So as far as the on-field performance here, we've had the meeting of the officials at the center part of the field, and we should be going momentarily. I don't know if you were trying to listen to my feeble explanation of the playoffs or if you were paying attention to who's going to be kicking off and who's going to be receiving, but I was more interested in explaining rather than I was talking about what's on the field. It looks to me like the Wolverines are going to be kicking because the ball is going to be teed off by the Green Trojans. It's down there at their end of the field now, and the kicker is now positioning the ball. The ball is going to be kicked away in there by Green's Tim Gell. He is a 6'3", 177-pound senior. He has the ball at the 40-yard line, and the Waverly Wolverines are going to be doing the receiving.
Yeah, and they're all lined up right now. I mean, I can't even imagine what kind of emotions are going through these kids right now. It might be their first, their last first kickoff of their football career.
It's also a few butterflies in the stomach, I'm certain. Here we go. We are off. The kick is going to bounce at about the 13-yard line. It's going to be grabbed down in there, and we will see. I believe that was going to be number 24, Dylan Gutierrez, the 6-foot, 175-pound junior. He comes out across the 15, gets across the 20 and across the 25, and it looks like the Wolverines will take over at about the 28-yard line, back in their own territory.
And I would have a better time telling you on the Green team who was not on the tackle than who was on the tackle. Man, just a great swarm to the ball.
I think that's called a big collapse. Hewitt and Rauper splitting out. Now that one of the officials comes onto the field, apparently they don't like the score clock or something. So now they're saying, set the clock, guys. And we are at a momentary officials pause in the action. We won't call it a timeout. Now the white cap comes over, looks up at the press box, and he is going to shout out commands to somebody. He may very well be saying, okay, get word up to the guys in the press box that they've got to have X time put on the clock. But so be it. It is a momentary timeout. This game today being brought to you in part by the fine folks at Hilltop Building and Construction and also Partners Insurance and Financial Services, two of the many fine sponsors who are backing the Green Trojans in this contest today. Okay, now they've reset it back from, it had clicked down to 11:26. They've set it back to 11:50, and we're ready to go. Zach Cooney drops back, wants to pass. He's going to have a receiver downfield. The ball is going to be overthrown. Big collision in there between Ryan Hewitt and his defender, both of them leaping for the ball. Hewitt tried to climb that air ladder but could not reach. A rather strong toss by Zach Cooney.
And with great defense on that play by Dan Treadwell. See, a lot of people might have thought that was pass interference, but he has the right to his space, and he cannot get ran into.
So now we have in the shotgun again. It's going to be another pass play. This one, boom, right on the mark. Ryan Hewitt grabs that ball down at the 35 and goes down immediately. And let's see, he is going to be a little shy of the first down gain on that play. We'll call it 7.
And I guess I was 100% wrong about running the ball today, Harry. So,
Don't be apologetic.
What an unpredictable sport, to say the least.
Well, the thing of it is, the strategies can change. Remember, we had a little bit of moisture in the air last week. We didn't have any dryness. Today, it looks like it's going to be dry. Cold, yes, but dry. Snap goes back to Cooney again. This time, he'll roll to the right, and he has a target downfield. He fires the ball. It's going to be off the shoulder pads of the intended receiver. I believe he fired it down to Jeff Mastrantono. He is a good-sized target himself. He's a powerful runner. That's what impresses me about him.
Yes, he is. But on that play, that was very interesting because they lined up all the way on the left hash, and then he managed to make his way all the way to the right sideline, but it still gave him a good 3, 4, 5 seconds to throw the ball, and he had, you know, great pass protection.
Cooney was scrambling that time. Now they're off at the left hash mark. The ball is going to be snapped back. They're in a kicking formation. It is going to be kicked away in there by Chris Raupers. Raupers gets it across the 40 to the 35. It goes down hard there. It's going to be gathered in by one of the Green Trojans. And then guess who manages to make the tackle? None other than quarterback Zach Cooney, number 4, was in there to bring down the man.
Well, you know what, Harry? You got those butterflies turn into adrenaline sometimes, and he's just all over the field today.
1 minute gone by in this contest. 10:54 showing on the clock. First possession for the Green Trojans. Joe Beckwith in there doing the quarterbacking. We'll pick up the other members of the backfield when we get just a second. The snap comes back. It's going to go in there to number five, and then they'll hand it off immediately to who else? Keegan Cerwinski, and Cerwinski gets running room, gets up to the, well, we'll call it about the 44-yard line, gain on that play of about nine as the 6-foot, 200-pound senior rumbles forward, and there is your running gun.
Yeah, yes, sir. Well, Keegan Cerwinski is an absolute tank. So if they don't give him the ball, they have to. He's doing a great job.
Jeremy Floor split out to the near side this time. The ball will be kept on the ground again, and they're going to go in there, it looks like, to Jeff Carlin. Jeff Carlin, I want to say. Let's see. Check and see if you can find that number 16. Yep, he is in there, so that's very good news. Carlin picking up the first down as he gets across midfield. The ball will be at the Wolverine 49-yard line.
I'm not going to say anything bad. Both these running backs are absolutely terrific. But what makes them so good also is that great offensive line that Green has.
Watch Cerwinski. Watch Carlin. They both can do it. Ball will be pitched out this time to Carlin. He's going to be caught in the backfield. Blowing through very quickly to bring him down was number 52, John Duell, 210-pound senior for the Wolverines. And he got in there and dropped Carlin back for a loss. Loss on that play, moving it back. I can't even see that flag over there. It looks to me about 17.
Yeah, Duell, he just shot right through there like a cannon, and he totally got in the backfield and handled his business.
I don't know which is worse over there. They got a red top on the chains, and then they've got a red field or a red track around there, and also a red team. So everything just absorbs. The ball is going to be kept on the ground by the Green Trojans. No gain on the play. Loss of a couple more. That'll move it back to the 43-yard line. 9:03 showing on the clock. And it's going to bring up a third down and rather long yardage as the Trojans have to get down across the 40 to the 39 to get their first down. So right now, it's going to be first and about 18. Snap goes back. Ball will be passed off to Brett Ramsey on the near side. Ramsey is still up. Nope, he's going to be tripped up and brought down. He gets across the 45, and then coming in is number two, Trevin Nochi, and Nochi, the senior, manages to get a hand on him and trip him up.
Yeah, and that was, you know, absolutely great blocking by Dan Dickman out there. And as we say that, it looks like they're lining up in a really quick formation, Harry.
So 8:15 is on the clock, and the clock is running. The ball will be snapped back, and it's going to be back in a kicking formation. And it will be booted away. Number 76, that is Isaiah Webb. The big man puts it down. It'll be gathered in, and it will be coming upfield. Zach Cooney, who gets his hand on that football, he comes up the sidelines right in front of us, gets across the 25, the 30, and finally is going to be tripped up at about the 35-yard line.
Now, that was a very interesting punt formation because they had trips left, and they didn't cover everybody. So maybe later in the game, look to see the big boy throw it to one of those wide receivers.
Would not be at all surprised. Remember, this is going to be a game for all of the Section 4 marbles. Therefore, you try a few tricks if you need them.
You got to pull out all the stops, Harry.
So we are inside 8 minutes now. Here goes Zach Cooney and company, and the handoff is going to go in there to Jeff Mastrantuono, and there are flags all over the place, so the official saw something that they didn't like.
Well, it looks like someone moved a little bit early.
In the games last night, I was talking to one of the officials who went to the Norwich JC game, Norwich JC. I don't think I got that right. Come on, think this out. I want to say Norwich CV. Yep, Norwich CV game, which was won by Shenango Valley. And they said in that game there were just a lot of flags.
Yeah.
Sometimes you like to see the game continue to flow. Okay, here we go. They're ready to go, and the ball will be on the ground, and it's going to be held off in there to, who was that? It was MS Tri, no, number two that time carrying. That is going to be Nochi, So Trevor Nochi, the running fullback, manages to get the ball up across the 30 to about the 34-yard line before he is tripped up. That is going to be a second, and we'll call it about 11 as he picks up some of that penalty yardage.
Waverly trying to confuse this Green defense, giving them a lot of offensive looks.
Cooney sends the man in motion. Now he scrambles. He comes back. He runs left and passes off to the opposite direction. The intended receiver there was Ryan Hewitt, but that ball was just really overthrown. Zach Cooney showed that he has an arm.
Yeah, and once again, Dan Treadwell, terrific defense. He was right in his back pocket on that. And had he did catch the ball, he would have been down very soon after.
We are in an enclosed press box. Nobody is running around in shirt sleeves today, but I'll tell you, you couldn't ask for a better day. Bright sunshine here at Alumni Stadium, Binghamton, New York. Zach Cooney, the Waverly Wolverines, on offense. Scoreless ball game. Cooney dropping back. He's going to pass again, and again comes off to the near sideline, and whoa, look out. It is to Hewitt. Hewitt manages to grab it. That play started way back at the 34-yard line, and a big, long touchdown. So it is going to be, you count that up, 50, 60, 66-yard runs pass play.
And the best part about that, too, Harry, is that half of that play was in the air. Man, what an arm by this quarterback. And after he had the ball, he was just off to the races. Beat out his defender, almost got caught by another one, but reached the end zone right before.
So we saw Zach Cooney come out passing again and again and again, and he didn't hesitate at all. He continued to pass. The ball will be blocked as the kick goes up from the PAT. Somebody from the Green Trojans got a hand on it on its upward trajectory, batted it away, and we have ourselves a 6-0 ball game. Waverly leading the Green Trojans. Right here. We'll be back with more action for you coming up on your station for sports, WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Approaching the football, Jeff Mastrantuono, and he gets a kick that'll go across the 40, across the 30. It bounces there, and it will be downed almost immediately. The Green Trojans take over at their own 29-yard line.
That was a very smart play, Harry. I mean, the ball was bouncing. It just hit him right in the knee and said, oh, I'm just going to fall on it. Don't try to be a hero.
So Beckwith and company back in there ready to go. Long count by Beckwith. He takes the snap. He's going to keep it on the ground as he goes in there to Jeff Carlin. Carlin still on his feet. Now Carlin breaks into the loose. He gets up to midfield, and finally catching him from behind, it looks to me like that is going to be Chris Raupers, number 88. I have a set of field glasses in here if they'll be of any help to you if you want them, but it looked to me like number 86 or 88. There is no number 86, so it looks to me like 88 manages to catch him, but there is a flag in the backfield, and that couldn't negate Green's good performance on that one.
Yeah, but even though there's a flag, Harry, I mean, he did a great job on that run. He almost looked like a cat who was trying to escape from something, just cut left, cut right, spin move, doing everything he can. Looked like a video game, Harry.
You didn't get to see Carlin last week. They used him extremely sparingly. And this week he is back. And now with the penalty, that will move the ball all the way back to about the 22-yard line. And the Trojans will again try to keep it on the ground. Sierwinski going to carry, and he's going to get very short yardage. I believe that that is going to be a gain of only about 2 or 3 yards. So if you're going to need the field glasses,
ooh,
we'll get them out and get them ready to go and let the them warm up so that the steam gets off them, because I'm certain if they've been in the trunk of the car, they will probably gain all kinds of moisture. Here we go. They're ready to go again. And we're going to have motion on the part of the Waverly Wolverines, I do believe, as they pick up that ball. They didn't let that play get going. And now they're going to march off 5 against the Waverly Wolverines. That's going to move the ball from the 25 out to the 30. But it is still going to be second at about 9.
Well, one of the tough things, Harry, is that you have a lot of goals before the games. And most coaches put on that goal board, play penalty-free football, but tough.
So the ball will be on the ground, and it's going to be snapped back, and it goes in there to Carlin, and Carlin will get the first down as he goes right up the middle, has one man grab him, a second man grab him. He keeps on churning. He'll get to the 45 before he's finally brought down.
And you know what, Harry, one of the reasons that these running backs are doing so well also and so well up the field is that these big linemen are getting to the linebackers. People don't see that often, but the linebackers, when you have a defensive tackle in your lap, it's tough to make a tackle.
So now Backwith comes up, lines up straight back. He'll keep the ball on the ground this time and go to Sierwinski. So Keegan Sierwinski going to test the slightly left hand as he goes off guard and manages to get a couple yards, but that's about all. And finally, a lot of white jerseys around him at about the 47-yard line.
Yeah, and what I really like about this Waverly defense is that they are testing Green to throw the ball. They want them to throw the ball because they know that their bread and butter is on the ground. So they're putting 7 or 8 guys in the box and only having single coverage on the outsides.
Interesting how they'll go to Carlin, then alter things up and go back to Sierwinski. This time they'll turn around and go in there to number 25, Dan Dickman. Anything to keep them confused. Dickman's going to run into a brick wall. He will not get any running yardage. It looks like the official right at the line of scrimmage at the 40, we'll call it 7, is going to say, okay, this is where the forward progress was. We'll take it from there.
Call that brick wall Darren Tryon. 5'11", 180-pound senior, but he hit him like he was 280 pounds. What a hit.
Third and about 8 coming up, 437. Waverly leading 6-0. Snap goes back to Beckwith. He's going to scramble. He runs. He tosses that out on the near side. It was intended out there for number 3. This is going to be number 3. Intended out there for Lane Whitaker. Whitaker not able to get to it, as the ball will go down to the turf, and it's going to bring up a 4th and still about 8.
Yeah, and this is a very tough Wolverines defense. I mean, man, they think they're going to pass it, but then when they go out and throw, they have great coverage on the receivers.
They were just so impressive last week. They really were tough. Tough, tough, tough. So it's going to be a kicking situation. The snap, they're waiting for it. There it goes. Whoop, look out. It goes to Carlin, and Carlin's going to run it. As he tries to get up to first ground down territory, they're probably going to say that he's about the length of the football shy. The signal has come up saying it will be Waverly ball. But Carlin that time went across the 50 up to about the 46-yard line, and he had to get to the 45.
You know, Harry, I really like the idea of doing something like that. Even though it didn't work, you got to keep this defense on their toes.
You
got to keep them guessing.
You pretty much anticipated that one might happen. I wasn't shocked by that one at all. Though the Waverly Wolverines come over for their second possession, and we'll flip the charts around. So it's going to be Zach Cooney. Ooh, he takes it so sweetly. Immediately hands it off to Dylan Gutierrez coming through. Gutierrez finally finds a hole, gets across the 50. He'll get down to the 48-yard line and finally be stopped there. But a pickup on that play of at least 6.
Oh, that was a great tackle by the 300-pounder Isaiah Webb, flying all over the field, just punched the ball, and now he gets the first tackle.
Oh, but Dylan Gutierrez was moving. They had that down to just precision as Cooney's handoff was so sweet. So now they'll try it again. Gutierrez going in motion, but this time it's going to be a quarterback keeper. Zach Cooney says, I've only got to make a couple of yards. He tries to blow right up the middle. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, but no appreciable gain.
And, yeah, and like I said last week, Harry, that jet sweep motion when you have the wide receiver come across the formation, I love it so much because it draws a linebacker and it draws extra defenders so you can do what you want up the middle.
So there is a member of the Waverly Wolverines who is down on the ground. They're administering to him. Both teams have gone back into their huddles, so they let the coaches do it. Looks like he's just winded. It does not look like he's rubbing any knee or any leg. So we've got a pause on the field, and we'll be back with more coming up in just a moment. A 6-0 Waverly lead here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Matt Kaplan, we've got 3 minutes and 30 seconds remaining here in the first period.
Yeah, and that was Darren Tryon just on the field. He probably just got winded. He got right back up and jogged over the sidelines. He looks like he'll be fine.
So Cooney and company back in there. It's going to bring up a third, and we'll call it three. Passing situation, beautifully passed. As they go down to Jeff Mastrantuno, he's still on his feet. He is going to get down across the 30. We'll see where they mark his forward progress. Good gain for Big Jeff, as that was a perfect Zach Cooney to Jeff Mastrantuno, and they're going to say first down.
And that was really interesting what happened at the end, too, because if Mastrantuno got tackled maybe a second later, it looked like he was trying to pass it off to Zach Cooney. It would have been a little, here you go, but I want it back.
Play it any way you want to. 250. Ooh, bullet pass. Again, going back to Jeff Mastrantuno, and he is going to get inside the 10-yard line before Sirwicki manages to read it perfectly and bring him down at the 5. Good gain for the Waverly Wolverines.
And, man, after he caught that ball, Ryan Hewitt opened up a gigantic hole over on the left side, drew his defender, and Mastrantuno just went right through.
2:39, the Green Trojans behind the Waverly Wolverines, 6-0 in this Class C championship game from Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. We're still in the first period of play, and we have timeout on the field. So you're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Help wanted. The Sydney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sydney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Apply online if you can or stop in for an application. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sydney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer. Open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
If you want a great suggestion for any autumn afternoon, maybe this weekend, why don't you head out to the Silo Restaurant, Route 206 outside of Green. This game also being brought to you by the Green Branch of NBT Bank. 150 years old and serving the customer every single day. So Cooney and company back out on the field as they have first and goal to go from the 5.
They're knocking on the doorsteps of the end zone, Harry. Let's see if Green's defense can hold up.
Ryan Hewitt split out to the right side. The ball will be kept on the ground as they're going to try to go in there to Trevor Natchi. Natchi manages to get negative yardage by about 2 yards.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knew that was coming, Harry. I mean, after two huge pass plays, everyone knew that they were just trying to run it in.
Remember that most of the guys in the backfield that come in at 140 pounds, so they're going up literally against the wall of Green. So it's going to be Gutierrez on the ground, and Gutierrez will get down. Is he going to get in? And now there is the official. So it is going to be Gutierrez managing to run that ball in on a 6-yard plunge by number 24, Gutierrez. Manages to make it a 12-0 Waverly win right now over the Green Trojans, or at least the lead here in the first 10 minutes of play.
Well, that was great use of that jet sweep motion, Harry. He just came around going 100 miles an hour, and once he finds us a little spot, he's going to hit it. And as soon as he hits it, the end zone is going to be right there.
Hewitt split off to the right side for the PAT attempt. Ball will come back. It's going to be snapped back to Cooney, who goes into the air expecting to get it down to Jeff Mastrantonio. It will not go, and we have ourselves a 12-0 ball game. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Matt Kaplan here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. We're talking about the effectiveness of the Waverly Wolverines as they just simply chewed up yardage.
Yeah, Harry, 6 plays, 54 yards, and only took 2 minutes and 21 seconds. That's what happens when you have some big pass plays going on.
Oh, you just grind them out when you can. 2:02 showing on the clock. 12-0 Waverly over Green. And remember, this was an unbeaten Green team against a once-beaten Wolverine squad. We saw both of them last weekend down at Union Endicott, and you just knew this was going to be a vicious tussle. Low kick is going to hit at the 30-yard line and bounce and be grabbed down at about the 20. Let's see, I believe that is Carlin with the ball. Nope, it is not. So over across the way, it's got to be, yep, it is. It is going to be Sirwinski. He will get back up across the 30 to about the 34 before he's finally tripped up.
Yeah, but one thing that's very interesting about this game, Harry, is that you have Waverly up 12-0, and they have a modest amount of fans, but you have Green, who has scored no points, and they have just a huge crowd of fans. Not only are they sitting on the stands, but they're also lined up across the fence trying to watch the game.
As I was driving down to the game today, I saw I was passed by vehicles that had, you know, painting on the back. But it's purely distance. Ball going to be kept on the ground. They'll get back to the line of scrimmage. Not much more than that gain, maybe of about a yard on the play. If you look from the stadium up to Green, you're probably at less than 20 miles.
Okay.
The distance coming in from Waverly is a little bit considerable.
Right.
I don't know how far it is, but it's got to be the better part of an hour, I would say,
right.
Drive.
Okay, well, because up until last week, I had no idea what Waverly was.
Waverly's down on Route 17 in the Southern Tier. So if you get out there on the Southern Tier Expressway, it's the better part of an hour out there.
Oh, okay.
I don't drive it enough to know. Whoop, we're going to have red jerseys running, and as a result, we will have flags flying. Somebody beat the count just a little bit in there. And we'll see if they're going to say, oh, they're going to say it was against Green. No, now he turns around and comes back in the other direction. To me, it looked like it was against the Waverly Wolverines.
Well, yeah, I mean, they always teach you, especially when you're a little kid, if you go offside, point.
He pointed to the other guy.
He moved. I didn't move. He moved. I moved because he moved.
1:13 showing on the clock, opening period of play. The ball moved back across the 40 now to the 41. That will bring up a second and still is about, we'll call it 3 yards. Now the Trojans ready to go. The ball is going to be snapped back to Beckwith. He's going to keep it on the ground as he will go in there to, I still don't see who it is. It's number 34. Okay, we'll get the right one in there. That's going to be Trevor Parrish. I'm looking for 24, and I didn't see a 24, but I like it much better when they turn so that you can read those jerseys completely. Going to be good for the first down. The ball out to the 49-yard line. Inside a minute now as the clock is just flying down. Off to the near side is going to be number 3. That is Lane Whitaker. The man who goes in motion is number 44. Mike Beck with the ball kept on the ground. Flags fly. And it looks like all the play is going to be at midfield. Down to 30 seconds now. And the clapping that time comes from the Waverly Wolverines. And that means it's going to be probably a penalty against the Green Trojans. Now they'll pick up the football and march it off against Green. It is going to be 5 yards, and that will move it back to the 44-yard line and bring up a, we'll call it first and 15.
Well, Harry, from what my optical sensors are telling me, it's that there looked like to be some sort of illegal motion slash illegal shift. One of the offensive wide receivers was moving towards the line of scrimmage after he shifted.
So it will be Dan Dickman who goes into motion, and the ball will be kept on the ground. No gain on the play. The Waverly defense read it perfectly. I'm a man who loves phrases, so optical senses is something that really pleases me. And with that, we have the first quarter coming to an end. The Waverly Wolverines leading the Green Trojans by a score of 12-0. On your station for sports, WCDO.
The Eggly Machine Company in Sydney proudly supports live high school sports on WCDO. Eggly Machine reminds all students that today's job market is highly competitive, so it's very important to complete your education. Prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career, no matter what field you're going into. Eggly Machine Company is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for other companies. Good luck to all our local teams this season from the Eggly family and Eggly Machine Company of Sydney.
Special sponsors of the Green Trojan football team include the Green Branch of NBT Bank, the Silo Restaurant, Tidings Real Estate, the Root Funeral Home, Strankard Machine Shop, Gray & Sons Insurance Agency, the Green Office of Sydney Federal Credit Union, G&L Auto, and G&L Auto Supply, Thomas Real Estate Incorporated, Neville Law Office, the Trojan House Deli and Catering, the Raymond Corporation, Wrench's Village Auto, Nathaniel Green's Pub, Hilltop Building and Construction, and Partners Insurance and Financial Services. Go Trojans!
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Grange along with Matt Kaplan back here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. The first quarter of this Class C championship game is now in the books. And the Waverly Wolverines lead it by a 12-0 score. Okay, so here we go. Green Trojans, they've switched the ends of the field around, and the ball is going to be pitched back in there. It was Beckwith going off to Carlin. Carlin managed to get, somebody grabbed him right away and whipped him around. It was almost like he was running back up the wrong way on the field. A loss on that play as the ball will be back across the 40 to about the 37-yard line, and it's going to be 22 yards they need to get.
I think at this point, Harry, Waverly knows what Green's trying to do. I mean, they got two great running backs, a great offensive line. They're just trying to pound the ball. But when you stick so many guys in the box, it's hard to do that.
So two senior running backs for the Green Trojans, Jeff Carlin,
5'10", 155 pounds, and Sierwinski, 6 feet tall, 200. Rolling out is backwards. Now he's going to throw way up into the air to Cole Browning, and it is going to be, what are they going to say, out of bounds? No, they're going to say first down, Green Trojans. The pass was definitely caught, but I saw one of the officials running over, waving his arms. I thought maybe he had landed out of bounds. He did not. Gain on that play down to inside the 35 to the 34-yard line.
Oh, excellent play by Browning. I mean, you practice that every day in practice, going up, catching a ball, and landing with 2 feet in bounds. Even though you only need one, you still like to land with two.
Cole Browning, a big, tall junior. The ball will be capped on the ground this time as it's going to be carried in there by Keegan Sierwinski. The running back gets down to the 30-yard line before he has stopped. Give him four on that play.
Oh, I love those plays, Harry. I mean, even though it's a gain of four, 4 times 3 is 12, and that's much more than a first down. So that's all you need to do. If you do that the whole game, you might end up winning.
The Green Trojans just love to get those sustained drives going. Here goes back with long count. He will go on the ground to Keegan Sierwinski. Sierwinski will not get big running room this time. He runs right up over the top of one of his linemen, picks up a yard, maybe two at the most, gets down to, we'll call it, the 28.
And that was a great tackle by Dylan Gutierrez. I mean, it's not like he wasn't touched coming into the backfield. He shed off at least two defenders to make that tackle. He's doing a great job on the ground right now.
Lots of media coverage for this game. We're broadcasting it. Of course, a lot of the video cameras around so that they'll have highlights for you tonight on whatever the news is. Ooh, there's a snap that goes back, and Joe Beckwith just holds on to the ball. Somebody screwed up somewhere. No attempt at a play, and it's going to be called 5 yards against the Green Trojans.
Yeah, it looked like he tried to beat out the red light on that play just a little bit early.
Well, whatever it was certainly a situation where Beckwith knew that the error had been called, probably heard the whistle, but said, nobody's going to get crunched on this one. He stopped it right there. 9:30 showing on the clock, period number two. Waverly leads it 12-0. Snap goes back to Beckwith, and he'll keep it on the ground, and a little bit of running room that time. Sierwinski going to get up to, we'll call it, about the 30-yard line.
You know, one thing that you're always taught on defense, which Waverly does very well, is that even if you get pushed back, stay in your lane. If you stay in your lane and if you don't deviate from that process, then all the linebackers can get to where they need to go, and the running back has no hole or no place to go through.
Brad Ramsey brings the play in from the sidelines. He goes into the huddle, shouts it out, and then he moves out way, split out far on the side, far side. Number 22, that is going to be Danny Treadwell. On the other side, the ball is going to be kept on the ground. It's going to be carried in there by Mike Beckwith. Beckwith gets good running room that time as the 5'10 junior plunges through for a first down as he will get to the 19-yard line.
And this is when Green's offense is at its best. They have two plays. They have a dive play and they have a counter. And the plays almost look exactly alike, except they go to two different people and to two different sides. And when you get those two plays going together, it turns out for big gains.
Jeremy Floor splits to the near side, and the ball will be handed off in the backfield, as that is going to be Keegan Sierwinski again. He'll pick up about five as he gets down across the 15. They'll spot the ball down at the 14-yard line, and it'll be a 6-yard gain.
And also, Green's offense is great in the fact that they line the quarterback up about 3 to 4 yards behind the center in sort of a abbreviated shotgun. This way he can see the coverages, he can see blitzes, and he can make necessary adjustments.
This time, Floor out to the right side, long count. The ball will be handed off to number 16. That is Carlin. Carlin's going to get down to the 10-yard line before play will be stopped there. He is going to be close to first down territory, but they'll eyeball the ball across and say, nope, that's not it. But I do see one of those nasty little yellow flags there, and it's going to be a penalty against the Green Trojans.
And I don't know what it is, but it's 10 yards worth.
So they're going to move the ball, but they'll pick the ball up and finally run it back across the 20 and put it down at the 22-yard line.
Okay, what it looks like to be, Harry, is it's either an illegal block in the back or it's illegal hands to the face.
7:45 on the clock. The man bringing the play in this time will be Lane Whitaker. As he comes in, says what has to be said. Jeremy Flores is still off on the right side. He goes way out as Whitaker is split out to the left side. Ball will be scrambling. It's going to be Beckwith who will throw it. Complete forward pass as he goes in there and they'll get the ball to number 8. That is going to be Cole Browning. Browning is hit after he gets down inside the 20, down to about the 19-yard line. So that takes care of all of the penalty yardage that they had, but they still will have about 9.5 yards to go for the first down.
And that was excellent coverage by Anthony Girolamo for the Waverly Wolverines. He made it, if he was not there, there could have been a chance he would have run for a touchdown because there were very few defenders in the area.
6:55 on the clock. Ramsey split out to the far side. The ball will be kept on the ground. It looks like Mike Beck with the ball carrier will be swallowed up immediately. He was hit just inches high of the 20-yard line. And we're going to be having a loss. We'll call it of a couple on that. That will bring up a fourth down and about 12. Now, in the pros, you'd say this was in field goal territory.
Oh, definitely.
But at the high school level, don't anticipate that.
And this is much more exciting.
So we're going to have Whitaker split way out to the far side. His Beckwith is ready to go again. Long count. Now he rolls back. He wants the pass. He falls in behind Carlin. Carlin does the blocking. Beckwith does the running. Beckwith getting back to the line of scrimmage. And then a freight train in the personage of Dylan Gutierrez, the junior, comes across and nails the ball carrier Beckwith at about the 23-yard line. And with that, the Waverly Wolverines will take over on downs.
And, you know, that was just one of those typical coverage sacks. I mean, Waverly had great defense on all the guys. And you can tell when someone's rolling over to the right, they're all going to run slants over towards the right. So when you can defend it like that, you get your big guys up front over in the quarterback's back pocket, and you can do some damage.
Waverly leads this Class C title game here in Section 4. 12-0 is our score as we are 5:52 in remaining in the second period of play. Wolverines have the ball, Zach Cooney and company, and it's going to be capped on the ground, and it's going to be the ball carrier wrapped up almost immediately. Let's see. Well, that was not the ball carrier. We have flags on the field. Dylan Tryon was sort of the last man to come up off the bottom of the pile. I was waiting to see if he had the football. He is a guard, so that doesn't make any sense. Now they're going to move it back down across the 15-yard line via the penalty. It'll be down to the 13. And that's going to bring up we'll call it, first and 20.
Well, Harry, looked to be a hold on that play.
Woo. So here we'll try it all over again. Cooney has two men split out, and again, he picks that foot up, and he's going to pass, and look out. Oh, it is so sweet and beautiful. Ryan Hewitt is there. Ryan Hewitt is in front of everybody. Nobody is within 5 yards of him as he gets just prancing in. And it was going to be number 2, that is Jeremy Floor and Dan Treadwell, and neither one of them could catch up. That play started way back, so that's going to be an 80-some-odd-yard touchdown run coming here at 5:33 of period number 2.
And that's one of those plays that you look back at the tape afterwards and go, what did we not do on this play defensively? But, I mean, let's call a spade, Harry. This kid's got some speed. This wide receiver, he can catch the ball, and he was just off to the races after he caught it.
So first he comes up with a 66-yard pass play. Then he comes up and runs one in that's slightly over 80 yards. Ooh, 18-0 is our score. The ball will be passed again, and it's going to be off to Hewitt again. So the PAT pass will go to Hewitt, and that ups the score now to 20-0, as it has been all Waverly so far in this ball game. You're listening to Class C Championship Football here on your station for sports, WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Terry Grant and Matt Kaplan back here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. This game also being brought to you by two of the oldest names in businesses in the Green area, by the fine folks at the Root Funeral Home, in business since 1934, also by Tidings Real Estate. So it is going to be the Green Trojans getting ready to receive the football, as approaching it will be Jeff Mastrantuno. Low kick, end over end, picked up at the 30-yard line, in there by Keegan Sierwinski. Sierwinski will get to the 40 before he is tripped up and brought down.
Very interesting strategy by Waverly. I guess they were trying to catch him off guard, because, you know, that really oddly shaped ball bounces really funny sometimes, Harry, and they might have hit Keegan, might have bounced back for Waverly. They don't know what it's going to do, but very interesting.
5:27 left, period number two, 20-0 ball game. Waverly on top. Waverly in the white uniforms with red numerals, the same ones we saw them in last week, and green also in their traveling road uniforms, green with white numerals. The ball is going to be kept on the ground as Beckwith hands it off in there to Sir Keegan Sierwinski. No appreciable gain on that play. He'll get back only to the line of scrimmage.
Oh, what a terrific defensive front by Waverly, man. They're just holding their place and not letting the green offensive line push them back, and they're doing a great job up front.
So Dan Dickman bringing the play in from the bench, and we'll see where we're going. 5:54. Split out on the near side is Whitaker. He's way off on the near side, brings a Waverly Wolverine with him. Flags will fly. The ball was snapped off to Beckwith, and they knew it right then. Illegal procedure against the Green Trojans. And it'll be a 5-yard penalty, and move it back to about the 35.
Yeah, it looked like one of the Green players started a little falsely, but they need to get on their high horse right now.
That does happen from time to time. Whitaker comes over to the sideline to talk to the coaches, now goes back into the huddle. He'll be split off to the right side. On the near side, it's Jeremy Floor, so two men split out this time. Beckwith sends one of those men in motion, goes for the count, hands off in there to Dan Dickman coming through in the opposite direction, but Dickman has that play read perfectly by Waverly, and there's a loss of about four on that play.
You know what, Harry, I mean, it's tough. They're trying to stick to what's been working for them all season, but they've also haven't gone against a defense as skilled as Waverly's. And I don't know if the plan of attack is just to go harder or just do something different, but, you know, Green is playing a really tough team right now, and they're seeing what they're made of.
Brett Ramsey coming in with the play from the sidelines. He goes into the huddle and comes off to the near side. Rolling back is Beckwith. He wants to throw. Look out. He can't. Somebody is right there to grab him. The man that is up and whooping it up a little bit is number 58. That is going to be Darren Tryon. We've seen him do it before, and he did it this time. The play is going to start from the 22. Now, they have to get up to midfield, so this one means that it's going to be, what, 27, 28 yards. So it's going to be a fourth and about 28.
Looks like there's a timeout on the field, Harry, by Waverly.
So we have ourselves a pause in the action. That's going to let me say that we have Strenker Machine Shop and Nathaniel's Greens Pub, two of the fine sponsors who make this game possible for you. We're going to keep it right here this time. Remember, we said that the winner of this game will go up against the winner of the Syracuse Area Class C playoff. That will be here at Alumni next Saturday, and that contest, as we said, will be right here, and I don't know what time it is. I want to say it was 11 in the morning, if I remember right. It was some very early hour. So, very brief timeout. 3:16 showing on the clock. Period number two, 20-0. Waverly leading it. And now the Wolverines come back out onto the field, and they're ready to go.
And this is tough, though. Even though they're punting, you never want to get in a 4th-and-28 situation, Harry.
Big boot now by Isaiah Webb as he kicks it away for the Green Trojans. It goes across midfield, bounces at about the 45, takes a green bounce and continues to roll back, cross the 40 to the 38, and the Wolverine offensive unit will take over from there.
Yeah, and Isaiah Webb, it's funny, he's a big guy, but he has a very nonchalant kicking motion, and it looks like he doesn't really put that much power in it, but the ball soared, and you got a really, really good roll for Green on that play.
So remember, Webb hits the 300 mark, so if he swings that leg, it's likely to connect with power. 3:06 showing on the clock.
Yes, sir, and Green's looking to get a stop on this one again. I mean, you can't have him score all another time.
Zach Cooney keeping the ball on the ground as he goes to number 28. That is going to be, that's going to be Nick Pulsalu. We saw him last week. He is not one of the people that we had as a starter, although he does play in the fullback position. He manages to get a little bit of running room. He's a senior, 162 pounds. He'll manage to get the ball up to about the 42. Next play from scrimmage is going to be more conventional as they will keep it on the ground, and Dylan Gutierrez gets a little bit of running room. He'll get to the 45, and that is a gain. We'll call it about three to go. So they've got a third down and about three to go. The ball right at the 45.
Man, Gutierrez is a really slippery kid. You just can't. It's so tough to tackle this kid. I mean, you can't just tackle with your arms. I mean, some guys try to put their shoulder in him and he won't come down. They just can't get a hold of him.
Dylan Gutierrez. It's interesting because we went through pronunciations. I grew up with a kid, and we called it Gutierrez, spelled the same way. Ball kept on the ground as it's going to be in there. I believe Gutierrez again. He will get down to first down territory. He's crossed the 45 to about the 48. So you can give the Wolverines a first down to keep their drive alive.
And talking about putting the team on your back, he had half of the Green defense on his back on that run.
That is called carrying your weight, and maybe a little bit more.
Carrying everyone else's weight, too.
141, and dropping back, two pass. And, oh, again, Hewitt is all in the open. First down completion goes to Ryan Hewitt, the senior, 6'3", 185 pounds. He will have the ball at the 33.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know these kids personally, but they've got to have some sort of mind connection going on.
That is so sweet. Look out. This time the intended receiver was going to be Dylan Gutierrez, number 24. He was so far in front of his defender. All he had to do was to catch up to the football. He couldn't do it. And he was already inside the 12-yard line.
The passing attack of these Wolverines offense is just absolutely terrific. And not only is the quarterback good, their offensive line is giving the quarterback so much time to make decisions and make that pass.
Back in the shotgun again. That means you're going to see that right knee flex. Dropping back is going to be Cooney. He's going to go this time off to the left side. And leaping to try to get that ball was Jeff Mastrantuno. He went way up in the air. He was hit immediately. The ball went loose. So here we have a third and 10. But what a sweet series of plays.
Oh, what I think happens is I think Cooney, he's got to have some sort of heads-up display in his helmet showing him exactly who's open, and he manages to find the most open guy on every single pass play. I don't know how he does it.
If nothing else, it's a good rumor to start, right? 1:15 here, period number two. Waverly leading it 20-0 over the Green Trojans. Dropping back is Cooney. He wants to pass off to the near side this time. He got an awful lot of pressure. His intended receiver was Austin Bostwick, a 5'8 junior, and he never even had a chance at that ball. It was, I would say, vastly underthrown.
Yeah, but Cooney, I mean, he was just trying to throw it away at that point. It was either that or get a sack. And as long as you're outside the tackle box, you can throw it away if someone's in the area.
A lot of pressure that time on him. So now we have a fourth down, and it's still 10. Ball at the 33-yard line. And it will be another passing situation for Cooney. This time way down to the far sidelines. Intended down there for Ryan Hewitt. And the ball is going to be grabbed down by Green. This is one of those situations where didn't do you any good. Brett Ramsey gets the interception. He would have been better off having that ball batted away.
Yeah, he would have, you know, but it passed the stats, and I would much rather have an interception in my record than a good idea in my record.
So the Green Trojans will take over the ball down inside the 10 at the 6 instead of having it out at the 30 where they could have had it if that one had been batted away.
They're kids, Harry.
We won't say anything more on that one. So here we go. It is going to be back to Beckwith. Beckwith will keep it on the ground. He'll fire it out to his running back coming up through, and I believe that was Carlin. Carlin not going to get a lot of running room. He will get out to about the 10-yard line. We'll see if that's where they're going to put the ball down. Yep, it is. Gain on that play of about 4.
Yeah, and they have 45 seconds to go. Twice that amount, 90 yards, so it's
rolling back to his right. It's going to be Beckwith. Beckwith is pursued viciously. Clock continues to run, probably about one more play, and then we go into the halftime locker room.
Oh, I think what Green just needs to do on this is just have no one get hurt, go into the locker room and figure something out for the next half.
Ball pitch back to Keegan Sierwinski. Sierwinski still on his feet. Ooh, that is going to be Carlin. One wears number 16, the other wears number 10. That one gets down to about the, we'll see where they're going to put it down, at the 26-yard line. That's a first down. And we will have timeout called by the Green Trojans. So they want to set something up and get one more play in. You're listening to football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Your locally owned Sidney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores proudly support high school sports on WCDO. This week's super specials include Great American Beef Boneless Sirloin Steaks, only $3.99 a pound. Campbell's Tomato and Chicken Noodle Soup, 59 cents. Duncan Hines Cake Mixes are 5 for $5. Chobani Greek Yogurt, 89 cents each. And Fresh Baked 8-Inch Apple Crumb Pies, only $3.99 each. Plus Macintosh, Gala, Empire, or Cortland Apples in tote bags only, an incredible 69 cents a pound. At your locally owned Sidney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Unadilla now open at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 8 a.m. Sundays. Like us on Facebook.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Terry Graves and Matt Chaplin back here at Alumni Stadium. It's funny, great minds come alike. I was just thinking to myself, this is one of my favorite times of year because apple harvest time, you can experience all these different apples that are coming through. And just about that time, you said, man, I love Cortland apples.
And it's the best when you live above a group of four girls who go apple picking.
Well,
I'm gonna have free apples for the next month.
When I used to go out, one of my October trips was always to go out and visit friends in Lockport, New York, and we used to get up there along the north or along the lake shore. And there are all kinds of apples up there. It is going to be number 16. That is Jeff Carlin, who scrambles. And the ball is going to be picked off by Waverly as Carlin finally passes it away. And we have 5.7 seconds. And we hear the boys down the press box, the scouts, saying, timeout, timeout, timeout. So it's going to be one of those situations where Waverly wants to try one more good pass play. They did not take timeout, even though the scouts up above were shouting that. 5.7 seconds. Waverly comes out to the line.
And they know they can get it done, Harry. They've had plays over 30 yards before.
Zach Cooney drops back. Look out. He has a man out there. Woo! Big long pass that time. It was intended for Jeff Mastrantuno. He cannot catch up for it, but that was another one of those which was just perfectly executed. Perfectly executed. 1.3 seconds showing on the clock.
If only he had a little bit of duct tape on the tip of his fingers, he would have caught that, and that would have been a terrific, exciting play.
I can't remember what was the saying that says if ifs and whatevers were something or other. So it comes out to a 20-0 Waverly lead here as we're going into halftime over the Green Trojans. 1.3 seconds, ball snap back in there to Cooney, woo, and he tries to pass it one more time. It is not going to be on the mark. The intended receiver that time was number 33, Ryan Hewitt. So time runs out. Waverly goes into the locker room with a 20-0 lead over the Green Trojans. And our halftime report today is being brought to you by the fine folks at Marabito Energy Products, the area's full-service energy provider. Marabito's Rewards Plus is a one-of-a-kind customer loyalty program designed to save you money and to give you more for your home energy dollar. Call the fine folks at Marabito Energy Products, 607-563-HEAT. So we expected to see an interesting football game. It seems like it just started, and here we are at halftime.
Oh, this is a very interesting game, Harry, and very, very exciting. I mean, even though the scoreboard says 20-0, I think both teams are doing a great job, but especially Waverly. I mean, you got to give it to them. They're doing a great job in the air, on the ground, and especially defensively. They know exactly what Green is trying to do. They know what they want to do, and they're doing a great job up front stopping it.
Well, our good friend Pat Newell of the Norwich Evening Sun is wandering around the booth, and we're going to cut away, do some commercials, do some of the work, and then bring Pat in to talk about not only this game, but one of the games that we had last night. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO, Sydney, New York.